Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Well, hopes that there might be some cooling off in inflation have been dashed this lunchtime, with the latest consumer price figures indicating that the annualised rate of price increases here hit 9.5% in October. Energy is again the main driver of rising costs. Separately, retail sales figures show that inflation is beginning to affect both the value and the volume of sales in the shops. We'll hear from Retail Excellence in just a few minutes, but first let's talk to our correspondent Robert Short. Robert, these figures today on the inflation front, what do they tell us? What's their significance?
Yeah, you're right, Brian. So there was a slight decline in the annual rate of inflation as measured by this euro-wide measure, the Harmonised Consumer Index of prices. So it had declined, it had been in the nines right throughout the summer, and it declined to 8.6 in September. That was off the back of lower petrol and diesel prices. I think we all know now, looking at the forecourts, that they've gone up again. But I think perhaps more specifically, on the 1st of October, a lot of customers of electricity and gas utilities will have seen their bills go up significantly, and that's really added to inflation. So according to the figures out today, energy prices in Ireland went up by 13.6% in the month alone, and that's a big jump. They've been increasing annually by 47.6%, and all that means that the annual rate of inflation now is back up to 9.5%.
And further figures today indicating how all of this is beginning to hit consumers in the pocket. Information from the central bank on credit and debit cards.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously as inflation increases, it's going to take more money out of people's incomes. People's incomes are in effect declining as a result of inflation. And it's really now beginning to become apparent. And in September, the credit and debit card statistics from the central bank show that overall spending is down 7% on the month. Now, it's still up in the year, but retail spending is down 8%. And it's right across the board, really, spending on services, social spending. It's all down significantly on the month. And that's also reflected in the retail sales figures, which the CSO published separately. And they're showing the biggest monthly drop, a drop of 3.1% in the volume of retail sales, but also in the value of retail sales. The value is still up on an annual basis, and that basically means it's costing more to purchase the same amount of goods. But you're seeing retail sales in every category going down, bar spending on pharmaceuticals and cosmetics, which is up slightly, and spending in bars, in fact, also, and that may be reflective of sort of a reopening of the economy. But having said that, spending in bars is still 16% lower than pre-COVID spending levels. So I think you're really beginning to see, you know, the very real effect and the very sort of pernicious damaging effect that inflation can have on the domestic economy in particular.
And sorry, in retail, that's with a couple of exceptions you mentioned, that's across the board.
It's across the board. So, you know, all types of retail spending, specialised stores, motor trades, clothing, all of the categories are down. And, you know, that's something that really, I suppose, people will feel in their pockets. Sometimes these statistics can seem a little bit esoteric sometimes, but, you know, this is a very real impact. You know, the people are seeing their incomes being devalued, and that's probably the most damaging effect of inflation. And, you know, we knew this was coming, and we knew that it was probably going to be really felt towards the end of this year. Just to remind you, the government at budget time, you know, they painted a picture of modified domestic demand, which is a measure of what's going on in the domestic economy. It was trundling along, doing pretty well, forecast to grow by 7.7% this year. And then suddenly, and very dramatically, its forecasting is going to slow to 1.2% next year, with much of that turnaround towards the end of this year and the early part of next year.